Chapter 1. The Christian Life. The Christian life is a life commenced in faith, continued in patience, and consummated by perseverance. It is a divine life into which only those born again through the word of truth enter. It is an eternal life, for I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, says the Good Shepherd. It is possessed by every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ simply because he or she is a believer in him. It is not at all an attainment, but the gift of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is not a renovation of human nature, but a new life. Not a mere reformation, but a regeneration by God the Holy Spirit. Strictly stated, the real Christian life is the life of Christ lived in the Christian. Any attempt at delineating it must perforce include its four clearly marked characteristics, each of these being distinct from the other, yet all alike necessary to a full-orbed presentation of the character of a true Christian life. These are, briefly stated, 1. Devotional, 2. Mystical, 3. Practical, 4. Ecclesiastical, none of which may be omitted from the consideration of the subject without doing violence to the whole. The devotional side of the Christian life is really the heart of the believer occupied with Christ. That is, the Christian having Christ as the one object before the heart. The mystical side of the Christian life is rather Christ occupying the heart of the believer, Christ dwelling in the heart by faith, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The practical side is clearly defined and emphasized by John in the familiar words, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked." The ecclesiastical side of the Christian life also finds emphasis and expression in the words of Paul, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." That is, the organ through which the ascended head now operates and fulfills his ministry of grace in the world. The world sees him no more, but we are his epistles, known and read by all. This chapter proposes to deal with the first named of these, the devotional. For if this be lacking, there is certainly cause to doubt the existence of any of the other mentioned characteristics of the Christian life. The devotional side of the Christian life is evidenced by 1. A personal knowledge of the grace of the Lord Jesus. 2. A growing attention to the words of the Lord Jesus. 3. An increasing appreciation of the person of the Lord Jesus. 4. A wholehearted recognition of the mastership of the Lord Jesus. We select 4 illustrations from the Gospels of devotion to our Lord, which may be profitably meditated upon by all who desire to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour. The first of these occurs in the 7th chapter of Luke, where in verses 44 to 50, concerning the woman who anointed the Lord's feet with the alabaster box of ointment, the evangelist portrays a forgiven sinner, b. saved entirely by faith in Christ, c. conscious of having been forgiven much, d. clinging in gratitude to him. She speaks no word, but here, as elsewhere, actions speak louder than words. Gregory the Great said he could never refrain from weeping when preaching from this incident. So human, so tender, so divine. Forgiven much, loved much. This is of the essence of a devotional Christian life. As an old writer has said, may we welcome him not only with water for the feet, the cleansing of our souls from the dust and stains of daily sins, negligences, and ignorances, not only with the oil for the head, the intellectual preparations and due appreciation of the nature of his service, but also with the kiss, the fervent, unstudied outpouring of heart affection, the clinging of the whole soul to one it loves.